Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know we highlight great people doing great things. I have something big coming up this evening. I want you to be aware of it. In the studio, I have Greg Clay, chair of the Men of Book, Better Outcomes for Our Kids, and Keza Foster, chair, board of directors, Better Outcomes for Our Kids, B-O-O-K. What up?
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
How y'all feel?
Good. Early.
Absolutely wonderful, Rashad. You know, we're proud of you on the transition to the mornings.
Thank you, yes, brother.
And yes. While we got to get up here a little bit earlier, the energy is still high.
Yes. It's still hot.
You still keep the energy very high.
All day. All day. Thank you both for being here. Something big is coming up, obviously. But let's get into what book Better Outcomes for Our Kids actually does. I'm familiar with the organization, work with them, and very proud of the educational work that has been accomplished. But for those who do not know, let's talk about the background.
And so it was founded by David Mitchell, and it's been around for a little over 3 years, Rashad. And with my role as the chair of the advisory board, and of course, Q can speak to their work on the board, the actual board of directors. Our mission is really to highlight what's positive in the African-American communities and talk about what's needed and necessary to make our schools excellent, what's needed and necessary to highlight people. Like with our event tonight, we're highlighting Jonathan Hines, mm-hmm. who was Georgia's very first African-American pre-K teacher of the year. And so highlighting him, African-American male in the classroom. I mean, it's about the work that we do, highlighting the schools, like I mentioned, and the things that are very, very important, particularly to our communities, the African-American schools.
Yeah, and it's when I saw the news story about the first African-American male teacher of the year, mm-hmm. I said, well, damn, that's great and sad at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right?
Right, right. Well, you know, they say education is the key to our generational wealth. Mm-hmm. So, you know, in an effort to give our parents options and, you know, to help with the pipeline, more teachers, but specifically we know that more African-American male teachers mm-hmm. are needed. So, you know, to highlight someone like Jonathan just kind of raises that that awareness of the need.
Yes.
You mm-hmm. know, and then the great work he's doing over at Barack Obama Elementary School
yeah.
Indicator. Mm-hmm.
And it helps to push back on his narrative, right? Rashad, we've got this conversation that has been a part of the dialogue in our communities around what influence looks like. Mm-hmm. And the more we can highlight and push folks towards, you know, a career in education, particularly with black males, and this isn't to segregate against other, you know, folks, but we know that the narrative needs to really shift. Folks like Jonathan and the folks that do the heavy lifting every day in the classroom, that's really where the work starts.
I'm very proud of that brother and very proud of the fact that you are, as an organization, you're honoring him this evening. This is the inaugural Excellence in Education and Leadership fundraiser and networking opportunity. Let's talk about what will happen tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we've got an awesome keynote speaker. In addition to Jonathan saying a few words, we've got an awesome keynote speaker in Kwame Johnson, the mm-hmm. CEO of Big Brothers and Big Sisters. In his role, Rashad, he's been doing some specific initiatives with working with the mayor of the city around getting more black male mentors mm-hmm. In our strategic partnership and conversation with organizations like Big Brothers and Big Sisters, where mentorship is very, very important. Now we're able to draw this practical line to that partnership to not just help him recruit more mentors, but also talk about African-American men and our roles, and not just the education, but just the community overall. And so Kwame has a phenomenal, phenomenal story. And if you're interested in hearing it, I mean, our event is free tonight over at Park Tavern. We're starting at 6:30, and we're going to rock and roll, man.
Yep. Free event.
Yes, and if you're interested in education, you know, we really, that's the whole point of the organization is education advocacy. So if you're interested in education, then come out. You know, we want people to get involved at the ground level to really make a difference in our communities.
Yeah, one of the best opportunities to get involved in the space of how we do K through 12 education is right here at Book.
Right.
Okay, this is just the absolute best way to get involved in that narrative, get involved in that advocacy, get involved in that policy development.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
From all, just like you mentioned, all angles. You know,
all angles.
From policy development and lobbying, you know, your elected officials, all the way to the very practical line of being in the hallways of schools, taking school tours. You know, our teams were very involved when it comes to career days and serving in other capacities. You know, I'm a board chair for a charter school, but also do just as much work in a traditional schools. And mm-hmm. so public schools is something that I believe firmly in. And Q does a lot of work in the community as well, as you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. And it's also not just about public schools, you know, but our public schools are important.
Right.
But
right.
it's also just to send the message to parents that you have a choice for your child, choosing what's best for your child. So whether it's public schools, whether it's charter schools, whether it's private schools, we want to give you all of these options so you can make the best choice for your children.
You know, I spoke with a leader in a foreign country. I do this exchange program with the State Department. And I've been doing this exchange program for almost 10 years, okay? And I asked this person because they had a struggling economy, but they had this robust educational system. And I said, how did you all get this part right and this part wrong? And we got the economics right, but the education wrong. And they looked at me and said, Richie, it's because we create educational policy based on what works. You all create educational policy based on politics. Mm. That was it. Mm. Simple as that. Simple as that. I appreciate you all looking into what works.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. That's heavy. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Website. How can people follow Book?
BookATL.org is the website. You can find more information about the men of Book. You can find more information about the board of directors and more particularly the work that we're doing in schools. And so BookATL.org is the website, and we look forward to seeing folks tonight at Park Tavern, 6:30 p.m. We will be there honoring Jonathan Hines and having Kwame Johnson with Big Brothers Big Sisters, the keynote speech.
Love it, man. I appreciate all you all do. Tell David I said hello.
Thank
yes, sir.
You.
All right. News and Talk 1380 WAOK, the Rashad Richard Morning Show.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.